The Night Sky, this April 2006. If one looks out towards the south and the southwest after the sun has set, you'll see the constellation of Orion now beginning to set quite rapidly after sunset over in the west. Up to the left of Orion is the constellation of Gemini, the heavenly twins. And down to the left of that is the constellation of Cancer. We'll come back to Cancer a little bit later on. But the constellation that perhaps dominates the southern sky during April is that of Leo the Lion, with the bright star Regulus, basically his front paws. Leo does look a little bit like a real lion. If you imagine the lions at Trafalgar Square on their haunches, then at the front there's what's called the sickle. It's actually the forepart of the lion and his head and mane. Then behind them is the body, and really there isn't much of a tail, to be honest. There's not a lot to see in Leo, but with a small telescope there are some nice pairs of galaxies, M65, M66, and a bit further down, M95 and M96. They're shown on star charts and not too difficult to find with a telescope of perhaps 4 inches or above. Below and to the left of Leo is the large but really not very obvious constellation of Virgo. There's one bright star there called Spica. It is, however, an area which is full of galaxies. We're looking towards, in that direction, the centre of what's called our local supercluster. The Virgo cluster at its heart is actually called the Virgo supercluster. Again, between and up to the right of Virgo and Leo, you'll actually find what's called the realm of the galaxies, a lovely place to look at with a small scope. Now, we can see some planets in April. If you're quick after sunset, you may well be able to spot Mars. It's currently in the constellation of Taurus, high up just below Auriga, but it quickly moves into Gemini, and on April the 18th, it's actually very close to a rather nice cluster called M35. That might be quite a nice thing to look at with binoculars, but that'll have to be quite soon after sunset. What will be very obvious and high in the southern sky in the constellation of Cancer is the lovely planet Saturn. It's a little to the west, that is to the right, of what's called Praesepe, the manger or the beehive, a lovely cluster of stars seen best with a pair of binoculars on a dark sky. So it's an easy object to find, that Saturn, high in the south during the early evening hours. If you care to wait up for a while, then around 10:30, 11, depending during the month, Jupiter will be rising. In fact, on the 14th of the month, it'll be just to the lower left of a moon which will be virtually full. So that's a good night to try for Jupiter, to the left of the full moon on the 14th of April. And finally, if you go to sleep and then wake up a little while before dawn, you'll see Venus in the east-southeast. Very bright, it's the brightest planet in the sky, and about 4.4 magnitudes, and it should dominate the eastern horizon before dawn if it's clear. So quite a lot to see, but not just planets. We also have the first of the year's fairly regular meteor showers. They're called the Lyrids, and that's because the radiant, that's the point from which the meteors appear to radiate, is in the constellation of Lyra. That is on the night of the 22nd, 23rd of the month, and you want to be looking up and to the east from about 11 o'clock onwards, and you should see perhaps 10 to 15 meteor trails, or I like the word shooting stars, per hour. So I wish you happy observing during this month of April.